News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, abolish the special criminal court and only use standard courts to ensure fair trials. That's the call being made today by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, and their Chief Commissioner Sinead Gibney joins us now. Sinead, can you just lay out for us why you're making this call?
Well, we're setting out to the independent review that's currently underway that the court should be abolished, that the Act should be repealed. And we're also setting out, understanding and accepting that the review group may not come to that decision, a number of measures which we believe would safeguard the right to a fair trial. And that's exactly what's at stake here. There's a number of rights raised in this issue, the right to a fair trial, the right to equality before the courts, and some more technical legal rights. And those are the reasons why we think that this needs to be abolished. What we have seen happen is essentially that an emergency power set in place 50 years ago has evolved into a fixture of our criminal justice system. And it has created essentially a parallel court system whereby those people that appear before the special criminal court do not enjoy the same access to a right to a fair trial that the rest of us do.
Okay, and I think that that is the case. They don't enjoy the same rights. But yes, there is a reason for that, Sinead. And the reason is that the people who appear before the Special Criminal Court are paramilitaries, terrorists, organised criminals. And they appear there in front of that only judge-led court in order to prevent things like jury intimidation, which we saw here when there was paramilitary issues. And we've seen in terms of trying to actually get a prosecution against organised criminals.
Ireland's criminal justice system is capable of effectively confronting the problems of organised crime, and we believe it can do so without resorting to a parallel criminal justice system. I mean, we've seen recommendations over the year from both the Hederman Committee nearly 20 years ago and also from the Law Reform Commission, and we've seen practices in other jurisdictions where they don't resort to a special court system. Instead, we could look at things like anonymised juries, remote jury hearings, and other ways in which jury intimidation can be dealt with. But what we really don't have here is any clarity around the picture of it. We don't have enough oversight of the government's declaration, if you like, or the proclamation that this is required. So we don't have the statistics to measure the jury intimidation issue as a...
We don't have the statistics, perhaps, but we do have incidences. We know that there were criminals who were convicted, John Gilligan, for example, organised criminal, convicted in special criminal court, who had previously not been convicted in normal courts because we knew that actually jury intimidation had taken place.
But those incidences cannot warrant the establishment of a parallel criminal justice system. They should be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. They should be dealt with in a system which actually deals with jury intimidation and provides for the maintenance of the right to a fair trial alongside it.
And I accept what you're saying, but you're saying cannot. That's a matter of opinion. The reality of it is many people, the ordinary man in the street, don't particularly want organised criminals or terrorists getting away with heinous crimes. That could be the upshot of this.
It is not a matter of opinion. It is a matter of our international human rights and equality obligations and standards. And I would argue that if anybody feels, well, can I ask you, Ciara, how would you feel about presenting before a court that did not have a jury?
And I think the reality of it is, Sinead, is I'm extremely unlikely to present in front of a court that doesn't have a jury because I'm not involved in organised crime.
But that is irregardless. The issue is that if you feel in any way uncomfortable about the prospect of facing a court without a jury, then you should feel uncomfortable that anybody within this state is facing the same outcome. And the reality is that the discretion of the Director of Public Prosecution to refer these trials really means that people can be tried for the same case in two different settings. So it is not the case. I mean, these are very serious crimes that the Special Criminal Court deals with, but we all enjoy presumption of innocence. And that is an integral part of a state founded on a clear rule of law, which within that has a clear focus on the right to a fair trial.
Look, thank you very much for bringing that to us this morning. That is the Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, Sinead Gibney. Let us know what you think this morning on News Talk Breakfast. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Sinead Gibney is absolutely right. People who appear before the Special Criminal Court are not treated in the same way as our normal courts. But is there justification for that? 53106.